Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
Okay, so the first thing that people do wrong when singing high pitches is that the perception of the highest pitch is the most important. Not true. You want to make sure that the high pitch is beautiful and strong and it comes out, but probably 99% of the song consists of something other than that high pitch. So you want to make the rest of it beautiful. And so instead of, I am singing and I'm not concentrating on the rest of the song, but I'm only concentrating on singing high. It's not a great thing. You want to make sure you are consistent with your sound, that you don't sound like you're trying too hard, that you don't overachieve for the top pitch. I am trying to sound beautiful throughout the phrase. It doesn't matter which pitch, and when I'm singing high and high. The next thing that I see a lot of singers do wrong is that they forget to prepare. Preparation for a high pitch or a phrase that contains a high pitch is so important. You need that support. You need the foundation on which you can build that high pitch. You need support. You need compression. You need openness. And so preparing is really important. Take your time to really think about how technically you're going to get that high pitch. So instead of just, I'm singing through the song and I'm not singing, and I'm not thinking about what I'm gonna do with that high pitch, and I don't prepare, and I wait, and now. So you don't want to just rush into the pitch. You want to be grounded. You want to have continuous support even before you sing the high pitch. When you start building support the moment you're getting on the pitch, it's too late. You don't have the foundation yet. So instead of high, you want to go, I am singing high. Let's go lower. I am singing high. I am singing high. Which brings me to my last point, which is open space. When you have a really narrow throat and you have very much nasal resonance, it's almost like you're choking yourself off. I am singing high. Makes me break. It makes my voice look for the path of least resistance. You want to make sure you keep that pharyngeal space open and that you are getting the best possible resonance for any given vowel that you're going to sing on. So, I am singing open, yes, open, open. to make sure that you nail those high pitches, but don't only focus on the high pitches. Focus on singing everything well and everything beautifully. Check out more resources that I have available on my website, masteryourvoice.tv. And until next time, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.